Last Friends by Jane Gardam. Read by Bill Wallace. Part 1. Dorset. Chapter 1. The Titans were gone. They had clashed their last. Sir Edward Feathers, affectionately known as Filth, failed in London, try Hong Kong, and Sir Terence Veneering, the two greatest exponents of English and international law in the engineering and construction industry, and the current experts upon the ethics of pollution, were dead. Their well-worn armour had fallen from them with barely a clatter, and the quiet Dorset village to which they had retired within a very few years of each other, accidentally, for they had hated one another for over 50 years, mourned their passing, and wondered who would be distinguished enough to buy their houses. How they had hated! For over half a century, they had been fetching up all over the world, eyeball to eyeball, Hector and Achilles, usually on battlefields far from home, championing or rubbishing, depending on the client, great broken bridges, mouldering reservoirs, wild, crumbling new roads across mountain ranges, sewage works, wind farms, ocean barrages, and the leaking swimming pools of moguls. That they had, in old age, finished up by buying houses next door to each other, in a village where there was absolutely nothing to do, must have been the result of something the lolling gods had set up one drab day on Olympus to give the legal world a laugh. And the laugh had been uneasy because it had been said for years. Well, everyone knew that Edward Feather's dead wife, Betty...